Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 2 between the Mets and the Toronto Blue Jays. It was a pretty intriguing pitching matchup. Chris Bassitt against David Peterson, and the Mets jumped on their former teammate immediately. Francisco Lindor snapped an 0-for-14 with a leadoff single. Jesse Winker then ambushed the first pitch for a single of his own to punt runners at first and second with nobody out. Mark Vientos was next. He went down on strikes for out number one. Then it was Pete Alonso's turn. He hit a broken back comebacker to the mound that Bassitt avoided the barrel of the bat that was coming at him to field the ground ball, deliver a strike to second base, to nab Winker for the fielder's choice. That meant runners were at the corners with two outs for Brandon Nimmo.
Two outs, one and two on Nimmo. Bassitt fires. Line toward left center, falling fast. Base hit for Nimmo. That'll score a run. Lindor scores from third, Alonso to second. Two outs, two strikes. Nimmo strikes for a run, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
RBI number 75 for Brandon Nimmo. That's our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 1-0 lead for the Mets. They'd settle for that. J.D. Martinez grounded out to end the first inning. In the bottom half, some traffic against David Peterson on an infield single and a walk. But once again, he was helped out by the two ball. A 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Alejandro Kirk ended the bottom of the first inning, and the Mets had a 1-0 lead after one. In the top of the second inning, Chris Bassitt came out and struck out the side. Then in the bottom half, Ernie Clement reached on an error by Mark Vientos to lead off the inning. A couple of wild pitches later, all of a sudden, Clement was to third, and Spencer Horwitz worked a walk to put runners at the corners with no one out. Davis Schneider next. He went down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Peterson now a ground ball away from getting out of the inning once again, faced Leo Jimenez.
1-1. Line towards short over Lindor's head into left, a base hit. Clement scores from third. Horwitz up to second. Jimenez delivers this time, and we're tied 1-1 on the RBI single here in the bottom of the second inning.
An unearned run charged to David Peterson, but the Jays cashed in on the Vientos error in a 1-1 game on the RBI single by Leo Jimenez. Runners at first and second for the Jays, and Joey Loperfido went down on strikes for the second out. Two outs and two on as the order flipped. Peterson able to limit the Jays to just one. A flyout by George Springer ended the second inning. In the third, Chris Bassitt allowed a leadoff walk to Francisco Lindor. Jesse Winker and Mark Vientos each grounded out to advance Lindor to second, but there were two outs. Pete Alonso was then hit by a pitch, and eventually the Mets had runners at the corners, but Brandon Nimmo struck out to end the rally. In the bottom half, Dalton Varsho led off with a bunt base hit against Peterson, who then committed a throwing error as he tried a glove hand flip to first that allowed Varsho to race to second, and two batters later, he was at third for Alejandro Kirk. David Peterson, of course, a ground ball pitcher. Alejandro Kirk with tremendous bat-to-ball skills. Dalton Varsho, he's the runner over at third. The 1-2. Swung on line the opposite way down the right field line. It's fair and going to the corner. Varsho scores. Kirk's on his way to second. The throw comes in by Stewart. Kirk stands at second with an RBI double, and the Blue Jays have a 2-1 lead. 2-1 lead for Toronto on a two-strike double by Alejandro Kirk. Ernie Clement followed with a single to left field that deflected off a diving Jesse Winker. Kirk stayed put, runners at first and second. One out and two on. Spencer Horwitz then popped out for the second out of the inning. Peterson now one out away from limiting the Jays to just one, but he faced Davis Schneider. Runners at first and second. The left-hander sets in the pitch. Swung on, pounded out towards right center field. Nimmo's on the run. Back to the warning track. He stops at the wall. It bangs off the base of the wall. One run scores. Here comes Clement. Schneider's on his way to third. He gets there with a two-run triple, and the Blue Jays have a 4-1 lead. And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in the 1 o'clock hour and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Blue Jays.com. First triple of the year for Davis Schneider and a 4-1 Blue Jays lead. Leo Jimenez was then hit by a pitch, and there were runners at the corners for Joey Loperfido. 0-2 the count. Peterson sets. Deep breath. The pitch, runner goes from first, and the pitch is swung on and lined to the gap in left center field. It's down, a base hit. A run scores. Jimenez is on his way to third. It's an RBI single for Joey Loperfido, and the Blue Jays have a 5-1 lead. Five unanswered runs for Toronto and a four spot against David Peterson, who stopped the bleeding there. George Springer flied out to end the third, but not before Toronto sent nine to the plate. Bassett and Peterson exchanged zeros in the fourth inning. Then Bassett posted another one in the top of the fifth. Peterson returned for the bottom half of the inning and allowed a one-out single to Spencer Horwitz. And Carlos Mendoza went to his pen for Waskar Brazoban. He struck out Davis Schneider, then walked Leo Jimenez to put runners at first and second. Brazoban stranded them there, though. Ground out of Joey Loperfido ended the fifth inning and Peterson's line. 4 1/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Chris Bassett rolled on and posted another zero in the sixth. Brazoban did the same with some help from Jesse Winker in the bottom half.
Next pitch is cracked in the air to left. Winker going back to the track, turned around. He reaches up, and he makes the catch, a miracle. Jesse Winker spun around. He's now smiling and shaking his head. He can't even believe he made that catch. Springer rocked it to left. Winker was going back, twisted and turned, extended the glove. Look what I found. Wow, what a play.
Yeah, that's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Tate's Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. On to the top of the seventh, Bassett was done. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run allowed, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Brendan Little took over and allowed a pinch hit double to Jose Iglesias. 2 batters later with 1 out, Tyrone Taylor worked a walk. And on a wild pitch, Iglesias went to third. First and third with Mark Vientos up, and a pass ball charged to Alejandro Kirk plated Iglesias to make it a 5-2 game. Taylor advanced to second on the play. Eventually, Vientos flied out to center. Taylor went to third. 2 outs, and the Mets trying to chip away with Tyrone Taylor at third. Pete Alonso lost an 11-pitch battle to Zach Pop and went down on strikes to end the Mets' rally in the seventh inning. Stretch time in Toronto. Mets trailed by 3. Waskar Brazoban continued on out of the pen and allowed a 1-out triple to Ernie Clement. His night was done. Carlos Mendoza went to his pen. He brought on the left-hander Alex Young to face the lefty Spencer Horwitz. Infield still tight. Letter high set. The lefty kicks home. Breaking ball swung on, hit to right. Stewart over and back. He reaches out, can't get there. It bangs up against the wall. A run scores. Horwitz into second, standing just ahead of the tag by Lindor with an RBI double. On an 0-2 pitch, Horwitz makes Young pay. It's a 6-2 Blue Jays lead. Well, that's not going to make Jay happy by any means, as Spencer Horwitz took advantage of an 0-2 pitch. He brought in a run, and the Jays had a 6-2 lead. Young stopped the bleeding there with a flyout and a strikeout to end the seventh inning. In the top of the eighth, Genesis Cabrera needed just 8 pitches to set the Mets down in order. In the bottom half, Adam Ottavino took over to try and keep it at a 4-run game. He allowed a leadoff double and a walk, so things were pretty dicey. But with 2 on and nobody out, Ottavino escaped. He struck out Dalton Varsho, and then Vladimir Guerrero Jr. grounded into a double play to end the inning. Blue Jays are without their closer, Jordan Romano, so it was Chad Green on to close it out for Toronto in Game 2. 8-9-1 due up for the Mets. Francisco Alvarez led off and hit a rocket to third. Ernie Clement made a terrific leaping grab for the first out. Jose Iglesias then grounded out, and Francisco Lindor went down on strikes to end the ninth inning and the night for the Mets, who fell in Game 2, 6-2.